It was one of the coldest cases in Anne Arundel County, where it took more than 50 years for police to identify a murder victim last seen by family in 1962.
We could not have done this without Parabon. The new technology, I can't speak well enough of, because without that, I would still be not even knowing who my victim was.
That's Detective Regina Collier with Anne Arundel County Police. The body of Roger Kelso wasn't discovered in a trash can at a construction site until 1985, and she used Parabon to finally identify him back in June. But even before that break, Parabon was also helping them solve another murder case.
We had DNA of the suspect.
But what Collier didn't have was a name of the guy who, in 2010, shot Michael Temple of Odenton during a home invasion robbery. Temple was paralyzed, and years later, when he died, it became a murder case.
And through the genetic genealogy and all, we were able to find out who our suspect was.
Last year, police arrested Fred Frampton of Glen Burnie, and last week, the 33-year-old was sentenced to 55 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to murder. Now, just a couple of weeks before police in Anne Arundel County were publicly identifying Kelso, a Montgomery County man was sentenced to life in prison for raping elderly women on multiple occasions more than a decade ago. Marlon Alexander of Boyd's was also caught thanks to the same technology. In fact, police say
he wasn't even in the case file when we started.
In all, more than a dozen cases linked to three suspects have been closed since last year. And Montgomery County Police Sergeant Christopher Homrock, who leads the cold case section, says dozens more cases are now progressing. But there are critics. Coming up tomorrow,
I want crime solved in constitutional manners.
John Doman, WTOP News.